Before proceeding with the Siman, where we are going back to Siman Tov Tzadi, I wanted to speak a minute about a topic which is only briefly mentioned in the Mishneh Berurah, but it deserves to be discussed for a little bit, which is the halacha of waiting after milchiks. The starting point is that the Gemara says that contrary to meat, after milk and after cheese, really there is no requirement to wait. It's a mafurish Gemara in Chulin. Really, one does not need to wait. The only thing which one needs to ensure is that the hands are clean and the mouth is clean. But provided you're not positively aware of any meat on your hands or in your mouth, provided you don't know for sure there's anything on, clean your hands and you're fine. Clean your mouth and you're fine. Rinse your mouth and that's it. That's really what the Gemara says. However, there is two points that is brought in the Rishonim and the Achronim, which change the picture a little bit to an extent that there is, at often there is reasons to wait. The more traditional Ma'amokim is the Ma'aram, which is quoted in Da'ake Moshe and subsequently in the Ramah, who says that the Maram in Siman Peites, Da'ake Moshe, the Maram, he says that Pam Achas, one time, he had an incident, an unfortunate incident, that he ate milky, he ate cheese, and when he realized that he had eaten some cheese, afterwards, a little bit later, what happened was, one second. Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I just want to. But the Da'ake Moshe is like this. Once what happened was, I'm reading the words because it makes a big difference to halacha. It says as follows: Pam Achas, once. This is the Da'ake Moshe in Peites. Pam achas, one time, misuda lesuda, between two meals, matzosi gvina ben shinaim, I found cheese between my teeth. And because of that mishap, that incident, gozarti, I decreed on myself, I took a chumra upon myself, lehachmir al atzmi bevoso acha gvina, that I wait after cheese, kmoi begvina chabosa, just like I wait after meat, I will also wait after cheese. Hubebosa oif, with regards to meat, which is chicken meat, and I'm making them lenient. This is the Maram. It's an incident that happened. And remember that the reason why, according to many Rishonim, the reason why we need to wait after meat, is according to many Rishonim because of the potential meat which is between the teeth. So the Maram had an opposite, similar kind of scenario that happened with cheese. He had hard cheese which got stuck between his teeth, and therefore he said, you know what, better safe than sorry, I'm always going to wait. It's an enormous chiddush that because of this private incident that happened to the Maram, that this became main halacha. It's true that Kemoshe brings it down, and the Ramah then brings it down later as well in Siman Peites. But it's an enormous chiddush that actually, because of one particular incident that took place, that it becomes main halacha. But that's what it is. It became main halacha, and one therefore has to wait. We go even further because obviously we also wait after chicken, which the Maram himself didn't do that, and the Maram clearly did it as a chumrah. But nevertheless, it's already become accepted halacha. What's also interesting is that according to Ramah, you've got to wait just as long. According to this Maharam, he says, I wait just as long as I wait after meat. That's how long I wait after cheese. So if you wait 6 hours after meat, you're going to wait 6 hours after cheese. If you wait 3 hours after meat, which some Yakis do, then you wait 3 hours after cheese too. If you're Dutch and you wait 1 hour, then by all means wait 1 hour after. It's got to be the same. It's got to be in line with that, because that's where the Maharam is coming from. It's incredible that it became an halacha, but it has become an halacha. On the other hand, what is absolutely self-evident, and it's muchach, and whoever disagrees with that is making a mistake. It is very obviously only referring to hard cheese, because the whole gzeira only makes sense. This whole incident that took place was because it was very, very hard cheese that got stuck between the teeth. No cottage cheese, no soft cheese, no butter, no milk, no nothing will get stuck between the teeth. It's got to be very, very hard cheese that is stuck between the teeth. Only then the chumah makes sense. That's one element. The other element, which is also very big chiddush for another reason though, is the Zohar HaKadosh. In one of the very few places, very rare places, that the Ramah brings down a Zohar HaKadosh. As simple as that. We know Zohar is Kabbalah. And we know really Shulchan Aruch is not a place for Kabbalah. It's not. But in one of the very rare instances that the Ramah quotes a Zohar HaKadosh, no less, is here. And the Ramah says that since we know the Zohar HaKadosh says that it is against, one shouldn't eat meat and milk, besuda chadata in one meal, and v'shayta chadata in 1 hour. It doesn't go together for mystical, Kabbalistical reasons. Of course, we can try to understand, maybe because of the concept we discussed yesterday, whatever it may be. It's a mystical concept, it's Kabbalah, why meat and meat shouldn't be together, and that goes both ways. It doesn't make sense to wait. It doesn't make sense to have meat and milk together, whether it's meat first, or meat first or milk first. It can't be within 1 hour. He says b'shaita chada, which means 1 hour. That is a different aspect, and here again the Ramah quotes this Zohar HaKadosh in Siman Peites. It's brought down the halacha, and they say that there is this inyan of waiting after milk, after cheese, because of the Zohar HaKadosh. Here, there's a Chumra and a Kula as well. The Chumra is that it is both relevant to hard cheese and to soft cheese. Oh, surely. It's a Kabbalistic Indian, which milky and meaty shouldn't be together, so that surely doesn't make a difference if it's hard cheese or not, on the one hand. On the other hand, the leniency is that it doesn't make sense for the Zohar HaKadosh to wait more than 1 hour. Now, many Yidden have a minhag, and many Yidden have a minhag, that whenever they eat cheese, and that includes soft cheese, they wait a half an hour. This is the Zohar HaKadosh. This is the Zohar HaKadosh. Because b'shayt techad, it doesn't have to mean literally 60 minutes. It means within the same kind of, within the same time span, within the same. So shaita doesn't mean 1 hour, it means within half an hour is fine. Remember, it's not a locha sefer, it's a Zohar HaKadosh. So many interpret that for soft cheese it's fine to wait a half an hour, and that's what many Yidden do, and it's probably what the Ramah wants us to do. Yidden who don't wait half an hour for soft cheese. Her mom saw this Shabbos, that some Achronim say that this Zohar HaKadosh is not la'alochel, despite the fact that it's brought down in the Ramah. So Melamed La'il says, Hayekish HaPosek, between the wars, he said, but us, the Zohar HaKadosh was never in Iskabel. Well, we never accepted this Zohar, and we don't wait after soft cheese at all. Which is fine, which you can hear, because it is not traditional, it's not conventional to go with the Zohar HaKadosh. But that's the way it is. Now, but what is definitely a point for discussion is with regards to the hard cheese. How do we define hard cheese? How do we define hard cheese? So, is this hard cheese? Is this hard cheese? No. It's not? So what is hard cheese? What is that? Okay. What is it? What is rillet? What is it? Interesting. You can get it in the shops. It's like. Is it common? Okay, so in the Poskim it says the following. The Poskim say that hard cheese is defined either metoilas, which is wormed, and that is literally, it means literally worms. It's not a myth. I mean, there is at times very, very old cheese. They will sometimes have worms that are, it's not born, worms are not born, what are they? Worms are... What's the right word? Is it called born? Are worms born? Or they created? What is it? Yeah, that's right. Inside the cheese. It happens to be there are, at times they are permitted to eat. Happens to be. But never mind that. These are... When the cheese is so old and so ancient that they will have those insects in the cheese. That is one type of cheese which is called old cheese. The other, which is probably more relevant for us nowadays, is what is considered old as age 6 months. That's what we put down in the early Poskim, 6 month old cheese. So the question is, how old is our cheeses? When you get a cheese which you buy in the shops, how old is that? So the truth is, there is at times, if you go to Switzerland, some of the cheeses there at times are very hard and very old. And there are, certainly in the Goyish world, there's plenty of cheeses which are, you know, the Swiss are very proud of their cheeses. And there are definitely cheeses which are 6 months old. However, I once investigated the cheese over here, the regular cheese that we have nowadays, they will not be 6 months old. I will show you a letter which I have. I'm going to show you, bring it along. I'm going to show you a letter, just if you are, I don't know if you're able to see, my son is trying to zoom this in.
Can you? I can't read it if it's red.
So change it. Let's see if we can get this organized. Bear with us. Can you zoom it? Focus it. Yeah. Oh. Can you read it at all?
Yep.
So, good afternoon. This is what I wrote to Chemington Cheese. So I'm wondering if you could tell me how long your delicious hard cheese is aged. Always helps a bit to give a compliment. I'm referring to both the pre-sliced and the whole piece. I would be extremely grateful for this information. Many thanks. Indeed, kind regards. Now, they replied as follows. How old do you think the cheese is?
3.
Watch out.
The constant mother.
Okay, let's have a look. Can you point? The cheeses, go over here. Yeah, very good. The cheeses are aged for approximately 3 months, with the exception of the mature cheddar, which is aged for a minimum of 6 months. So mature cheddar is 6 months. Ideally, should be around 9, but often depends on stock levels. There are some opinions that say the cheese continues to mature once it's packed. In this case, I will give you the shelf life as well. 3 months from the date of packing, except for small blocks that are sold in Tesco, in which case we put on 6 months. Hope that helps. Let me know if there's any more info. And that's the reply I got, which obviously tells us that we are fine and we do not need to wait after these kinds of hard cheeses. There was one more question which I asked, which was the following. Hello, many thanks for your prompt reply. Can you see it? Very interesting indeed. May I just add one question? Do you add some ingredients which speed up the aging process artificially? This is based on a tshuva Avosna writes that there's artificial chemical agents which make it that 6 months is not relevant anymore, but it gets hard quicker. So do you add any greens which speed up the age? I understand from various halachic sources that this is Avosna, that it seems to be done with some manufacturers. Many thanks indeed, Kol Tov. And she replied, let me just get the right one, which actually I was pleased to hear. It's good news. No ingredients added to speed up the aging process. Sometimes the cheese is moved from the fridge to ambient temperature in order to speed up the maturing process. Regards. Fine, that's it. So, based on that, we are... What it's probably true to say that there's no need to wait for the normal, conventional, common, hard cheeses. They are well less than 6 months old. Therefore, how much do we need to wait on the cheeses nowadays? Well, so there's the Zoya, which always applies, which is the Ramah says v'chena minik, which makes sense. So both for hard cheeses and both for soft cheeses and certainly for hard cheeses, we've got to wait a little bit. Half an hour for sure. Now with regards to hard cheese, if you really get hard cheese, in the unlikely event you really get hard cheese, you've got to wait the same amount that you wait for meat. But this is rare. This is rare. It's uncommon. And contrary to popular belief, there is no reason to wait for the hard cheeses which we have got nowadays on our tables. Now, I know Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv and Rav Vozna and many poskim in Eretz Yisrael were machmir. And they went so machmir that they said that there is a kind of loy plug. And they said that since we find that there is hard cheeses, we don't know which ones are the hard cheeses which are aged for 6 months. Which ones are the cheeses that are not aged at 6 months? Rav Vozna wants to go so far to even ask us, so I remember the triangle cheeses, you know, the ones which are wrapped up, the triangle cheeses. He says it might make sense to wait lechumra. He said it might make sense to wait even for those because perhaps they're 6 months old. I don't know. I don't know what to say on this because it's just one email and it's one phone call to find out that they are generally not. So if a person wants to be machmir, then one should go with it. Makes sense. But if a person with a bit of investigation, one can find out the cheeses are generally not old. If you know for sure it's not 6 months, then there's not much reason to be machmir. Which one? I don't know it. Yeah, you know it's 6 months old?
Yeah. And also the Swiss Emmental.
Yeah, but even within the Emmental, I believe it depends a bit on the manufacturer. I spoke once to my brother about this. He's not so posh at all of that. But yeah, but probably as a general rule, here it makes sense to go with a low plug kind of attitude and go with it. But please note, I heard this from one of the very choshev dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. When you have a suffix, so we know generally, suffix de reise lechumre, suffix de rabbanon lekule. What is this over here? It's not a de reise, for sure. It's not a de rabbanon, for sure. It's a suffix in a gzeire that the Maharam put on himself. So it is a chumre, which the Maharam himself calls a chumre himself. It's a chumra. We have a machloikas or a sofik within a chumra. So sofik chumra, lichoira we can say sofik chumra, it makes sense to be makel if need be. I mean, I know, what I find a bit foreign at times is a tremendous amaratzes when it comes to the waiting after cheese. Sometimes I feel that people just don't understand that these are the facts. There's a Zoya Kodesh and there's the Maram. There's nothing else. And how you define hard cheese is based on what Chazal, what the Rishonim tell us, either 6 months or wormed. If it's not 6 months, there's no need to wait. There's no need to wait. More than the Zoya Kodesh. Yeah. Does anybody want to add to that? Does anybody know any of the common cheeses here? is any onem that are 6 months old? I don't think there is. There's additionally also fascinating Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda writes that if it's melted cheese, if you have a pizza, let's say you have a pizza with Emmental. Rabbi Feingold, pizza works well with Emmental?
No.
No, okay. Just for argument's sake, if you have Emmental on the pizza, let's cheshbon is out. So really, you've got Emmental, which we're saying you need to wait 6 months, really, okay, let's say. But the Yad Yehuda writes that if it's melted, you don't need to wait. Why? Because the whole reason why we want to wait is because of the Maharam. And the Maharam said that, what's the reason? Why did he feel you've got to wait? He says you've got to wait because of what? Because of the cheese that got stuck between your teeth. Says Yad Yehuda, and one can paskin like that, Yad Yehuda says that only makes sense if it's hard cheese, which is hard. But if the hard cheese has gone soft from the cooking, that makes no sense to wait for it. Because it's not hard cheese, it's not going to get stuck. It's not hard cheese. So somebody told me, yeah, but melted cheese also gets stuck between your teeth. I told him, very nice. So you can make your own gezeira. You can be mechadish your own gezeira, that's very nice. You want to be machmeh on soft cheese too. Very nice. But that's not what the Maram tells us. That's not what the Ramah tells us. And that's not what Halacha Psuk is. Because Halacha Psuk is only you've got to wait after hard cheese. Yad Yehuda says, melted cheese is not in... Yad Yehuda says, melted cheese, you don't have to wait. So this is... No, there's no such svar Moshech Tam. Moshech Tam, you're right, Moshech Tam is the gab of meat. We don't find Moshech Tam with regards to cheese. There's no such thing. So this is it. So halach lemaisa, when it comes to, so if you want to have on Shavuos, you want to have some cheesecake, we want to have something milchik, cheesy and something milky. So it is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah said. This is exactly the words of the Mishnah Berurah. That really you can, all you need to do, that's what Mishnah Berurah says in our siman. That all you need to do is to ensure that your hands are clean, your mouth is clean, and then you could really proceed with the meat. Now we said, as the Akkadish says, it all shouldn't be within 1 hour. And again, many interpret it not being a full hour, but half an hour is fine as well. Interesting, Taka, interesting. Note that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring the Zoya. It's a Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. Which also seems to indicate that, I don't know why, really. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it. It's a Ramah, I don't know. Don't know why. But Lemaisa, to wait more than that on soft cheese makes Lechoira very, very little sense. Right, now I did want to start with Siman Tov Samach, who didn't manage to have no time, but I just felt because there are more Mishnah Berurah speak about cheese, so I wanted to bring that in as well at LS. Okay. Okay. Are you okay? What is that? Any thoughts on that? Any?
Does one not need to also eat some vegetable, something hard,
cheese? Yeah, so lemaisa, it's there's no requirement. It's always brought that in order to, if you don't really need to, you need to ensure that your mouth is clean, and sometimes the way to do that is the best way is by having something hard. Or others say, instead of checking, if you can't be bothered checking, you're not quite sure, you can just eat something and that will be fine as well. So that's either as an alternative to checking or in order to remove. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen. Okay.